you know, I'm going to support Hillary, but what I also find, you know, one, you know, Virginia benefits by being a battleground state, no matter who you're for, because it means all the presidential candidates are going to pay attention to Virginia and Virginia's needs. What I hope I can do, and what I am pretty frustrated with, is that the level of debate so far from, frankly, both sides sounds pretty tired, and I feel like we're recycling the arguments from the 90s, and, you know, I think we've got a political system right now that's not working very well. I think we've got, you know, one party that talks about kind of short-term capitalism, you know, how can we maximize value on a short-term basis that, quite honestly, I'm not sure serves our country all that well, and I say this as a proud capitalist, but if you're only looking at quarter-to-quarter returns, that doesn't make sense. On the other side, you've got a party that says, you know, let's just have government redistribution programs, some of which do very well, some of which that are not very efficient. And my hope is what I can contribute is, you know, can I lay out some new ideas, and people can decide whether they're Democrat or Republican ideas, but, you know, ideas that might stir the debate a little bit. How do you make capitalism work in the 21st century? How do we deal with the emerging group of people who are called the gig or sharing economy, where, you know, somebody's an Uber driver and they rent out their home for Airbnb and they're a part-time worker? You know, how do we create, these people pay no unemployment, no workman's comp, they're kind of part-time consultants for a variety of jobs. How do we create some safety net for them that they can opt into? You know, I think there are a lot of issues, as well as the one that I've been obsessed about, you know, trying to make sure we get our balance sheet right, that are not being talked about in the political debate. And I hope my value add could be, maybe I can stir the pot with some new ideas that don't immediately fall into the Democrat or Republican category that might catch some people's attention.